We know that there's a high level of violence, sadly, in Aboriginal communities, which, of course, is partly due to the very sad history that Aboriginal people have had, the history of colonisation, the history of children being removed and so on. So we know that, and we know that Aboriginal children, women and young people bear the brunt of that family violence. We know also that family violence has resulted in Aboriginal children being taken into care at a much higher rate than non-Aboriginal children, and that has serious consequences for their lives in the long term. Sometimes it separates them from their cultural background. We heard that prevention and early intervention, where somebody looks as if they're on the path to using violence, needs much more investment and resourcing from the government, and that the fact that there isn't enough investment in children and families jeopardises people's safety, because women and children go back to perpetrators sometimes because there's nowhere else for them to go. We heard that many Aboriginal women are frightened to report family violence because they're scared that their children will be taken away from them. And we heard that Aboriginal people experience discrimination or a lack of understanding of the particular issues they face sometimes when they approach mainstream services. We heard that the whole justice system needs to change in order to deal with family violence in Aboriginal communities. And I suppose one of the overwhelming messages is that change can only be brought about in partnership. That is, that Aboriginal organisations need to take the leading role in this area. We need to learn from what Aboriginal people and organisations can tell us, and that the government needs to work in partnership through the mechanisms that already exist. We have the Aboriginal Justice Forum, we have the Indigenous Family Violence 10-Year Plan, which are wonderful things that were brought about by Aboriginal people largely, and so we need to listen and work in partnership in order to bring about those changes.
You're listening to SBS Radio Living Black. I'm Kirsten Lindsay, and I'm speaking to the Honourable Marcia Neave, Commissioner for the Royal Commission into Family Violence in Victoria. Commissioner Neave is going to give us an overview of the 9 recommendations handed down in the Royal Commission.
First of all, of course, we support the working in partnership. We think it's very important that there be investment in programs to provide wraparound support to parents and children, especially in the first 5 years of life, because there's a terrible sort of intergenerational transmission, and this isn't just in the Aboriginal community. If children are subjected to violence, then they may go on to be victims or perpetrators of violence themselves. So some of the programs that are in place already, things like Bumps to Babes and Beyond, the Aboriginal Cradle to Kinder, those sorts of programs need support. We know that there's not enough accommodation for women and children who are leaving violent situations, and we support more investment in those areas. There are some parts of Victoria where there has been a reduction in the number of children taken into care, Aboriginal children taken into care, and we need to learn lessons from what they've done. So we've made a whole lot of recommendations about giving more adequate funding to Aboriginal community-controlled organisations to do all of those sorts of things. Oh, I didn't mention legal services, which are culturally appropriate for victims of family violence and for perpetrators, because those legal services at the moment are dramatically under strain. We've recommended that mainstream family violence organisations undertake cultural safety reviews so that they're better equipped to provide help if they're supported by a person from an Aboriginal community. We've recommended that there are Koori police protocols in place in some parts of Victoria, and in those areas the relationships between Aboriginal people and the police seem to be improving, and we think that those should be rolled out. We've recommended that the Koori Family Violence and Victims Support Program, which is in the Magistrates Court, should be resumed. That it was successful, it was operating for a time, it is no longer operating, and we think that it should be resumed. You would know about the Koori magistrates and county courts, which are involved in sentencing people who have committed criminal offences, and we think that those should be rolled out to deal with sentencing for people who breach family violence intervention orders, obviously with the approval and in consultation with the Aboriginal Justice Forum, but we believe that they would support that. Better funding and not stop-start investment. What tends to happen is that communities get a little bit of money to do something innovative and then they're not, the funding isn't continued. So it's very difficult for people to plan, even when a program is successful, because people don't know whether it'll be continued. We think that underinvestment in areas like children and families and children in out-of-home care are actually jeopardising the safety of children and women.
I've noticed with the recent round of funding in Victoria that there hasn't been a lot pushed into housing, and it is one of our biggest issues.
We visited a couple of wonderful refuges for Aboriginal women and children, but there are not enough places in refuges. They're stretched across the state, and this means that some women go home when they shouldn't, when it's dangerous. There are also problems about the availability of accommodation for people who've been violent, and were a number of submissions were made to us about that, and we also support investigation of housing for perpetrators who can't stay in their homes because they have been violent and there's been a court order made against them.
Looking at the recommendations, can you talk about how they're actually implemented?
Yes, well, of course, in the end, it's for the government to decide what they do and what they don't. The Premier announced in the press conference the recommendations were going to be implemented. Some of them will take some time. Some of them can be done quite quickly. We've got timelines on our recommendations. Some of those things will have to be, should be implemented within 12 months, we hope. So, for instance, the Koori Court involvement in family violence should be done within 12 months. That the Koori Family Violence and Victim Support Program should be implemented within 12 months. And all of the sort of investment decisions, we've recommended that they be done within 2 years. So we should be starting to see some changes on the ground relatively quickly. It is really important, of course, that these changes be discussed with and implemented in partnership with Aboriginal communities.